Two AI releases dropped this week that tell radically different stories about where competitive advantage lives in artificial intelligence. And if you're watching capital flows in this space, these aren't just product launches. They're structural signals about which business models survive the coming consolidation wave. Let me start with the headline tension. Kling 3.0 just shipped what looks like impressive video generation capabilities. 15-second multi-shot videos, multilingual support, natural language editing. On paper, it's competent execution. But here's what matters for positioning. This is feature parity, not differentiation. And feature parity in consumer AI tools is becoming a crowded, compressing trade. The broader pattern here mirrors every major technology consolidation we've studied. When standalone point solutions compete purely on features without enterprise integration or unique cost structures, they eventually surrender share to good enough bundled offerings from incumbents. We saw this play out in SaaS tools from 2015 to 2020. We're watching it accelerate in AI right now. Kling's strategic vulnerability isn't about execution quality. It's about positioning in a market moving toward infrastructure bundling. No API layer, no enterprise deployment pathways, no architectural advantages that create switching costs. What you're left with is a premium consumer tool in a category where hyperscalers will ship comparable capabilities inside comprehensive AI suites within 12 months. That's not a defensible position. That's a valuation compression setup. For those tracking commoditization curves, video generation is following the exact trajectory we saw with text generation in 2022 and 2023, and image generation through 2023 and 2024. The capability goes from cutting edge to table stakes in 18 months. The winners in these cycles aren't the ones with the best features. They're the ones with distribution advantages, vertical integration into existing workflows, or fundamental cost structure moats. Now contrast that with what Moonshot AI just released with KimiK 2.5. This isn't feature competition. This is infrastructure-grade architecture targeting a completely different strategic thesis. And the distinction matters enormously for how you position around AI investments going forward. K2.5 introduces agent swarm technology with a 15 trillion token context window. Let me translate what that actually means operationally. Traditional AI implementations force you into sequential task execution or cobbling together multiple tools, which creates latency, coordination overhead, and multiple failure points. K2.5's architecture enables parallel execution of interconnected enterprise workflows inside unified model infrastructure. You're running CRM integration, sentiment analysis, and automated reporting simultaneously through specialized agents that coordinate in real time. The cost implications are measurable and meaningful. Organizations testing this architecture are seeing 40 to 50% infrastructure cost reduction. Implementation timelines compress from months to weeks. Those aren't marginal improvements. Those are workflow consolidation advantages that create actual switching costs. Building on that infrastructure angle, the open source positioning deserves particular attention. We're in an environment where regulatory requirements increasingly mandate data sovereignty and on-premise deployment. Proprietary alternatives maintain quality advantages and tighter integration, but they can't address compliance requirements in regulated industries where vendor lock-in creates unacceptable risk profiles. This dynamic has historical precedent. Between 2008 and 2012, open-source databases systems like Postgres and MySQL gained serious enterprise adoption by offering sufficient capabilities with deployment flexibility and total cost of ownership advantages against proprietary leaders like Oracle. Organizations prioritizing control over cutting-edge features found compelling business cases despite narrower feature sets. We may be watching that pattern repeat in enterprise AI infrastructure. Now, Moonshot AI themselves identify a 12 to 18-month window before hyperscaler response. That's a realistic and important assessment. It's not a permanent moat, it's a positioning window. And understanding that timeline matters enormously for both implementation decisions and competitive analysis. The window is meaningful because hyperscalers need time to develop comparable agent coordination architectures, extend context capabilities, and integrate them into existing enterprise offerings. But it's finite because Microsoft with OpenAI, Google, and Amazon all possess superior distribution, existing customer relationships, and integrated cloud infrastructure that creates powerful bundling advantages once the capabilities emerge. The strategic question isn't whether hyperscalers will match these capabilities. They will. The question is whether K2.5's open source positioning and architectural approach create sufficient switching costs or customization modes to defend against bundled good enough alternatives from incumbents. Let me connect this to portfolio positioning, because these releases illuminate a framework that extends well beyond two product launches. You're watching the market bifurcate between infrastructure-grade capabilities and feature competition. Knowing which category a company occupies tells you almost everything about defensibility. On the bearish side for standalone feature players, video generation platforms without enterprise integration or API infrastructure face structural compression. Consumer AI tools with feature parity but limited distribution advantages represent challenge positions. Premium tier monetization without network effects or real switching costs indicate limited defensibility. Those are yellow flags for long positions.
On the bullish side for infrastructure positioning, watch for architectural capabilities that enable workflow consolidation rather than just feature additions. Open source models with enterprise deployment pathways into regulated industries create defensible niches. Platforms generating measurable cost structure advantages north of 40% rather than marginal improvements deserve attention. Those characteristics suggest durable competitive positioning. More specifically for sector positioning, enterprise automation platforms integrating agent swarm architectures present near-term advantages before hyperscaler response. Regulated industries, including financial services, healthcare, and government operations with data sovereignty requirements, create protected markets for open-source AI infrastructure. Infrastructure providers enabling on-premise AI deployment may capture significant value as compliance requirements tighten globally. But let's be clear about the risk factors. Hyperscaler response timelines may compress faster than 12 to 18 months. Open source model quality gaps could prevent enterprise adoption despite architectural advantages. And commoditization acceleration may eliminate differentiation windows before market leaders establish truly defensible positions. This is a narrow window, not a permanent regime. Beyond immediate competitive dynamics, these releases signal two structural trends that warrant deeper observation. First, talent market reorientation. As AI capabilities commoditize at the feature level, technical positioning shifts fundamentally. The premium is moving from model development to infrastructure architecture. Organizations building competitive advantages increasingly need engineers skilled in workflow orchestration, agent coordination, and enterprise system integration rather than model fine-tuning. This creates interesting compensation dynamics. Infrastructure architects command premium compensation, while pure machine learning research roles outside frontier model development face potential compression. If you're watching human capital trends as a leading indicator, this talent demand shift tells you where operational leverage is actually being created. Second, regulatory acceleration. K2.5's emphasis on data sovereignty and on-premise deployment reflects growing regulatory pressure for AI infrastructure localization. This particularly affects multinational organizations navigating divergent regulatory regimes. The EU AI Act, Chinese data localization requirements, and emerging US frameworks are creating real compliance costs for cloud-dependent proprietary alternatives. Organizations with open-source, locally deployable AI infrastructure may gain regulatory arbitrage advantages as compliance costs increase. That's not a minor consideration. That's a structural moat in specific verticals where regulatory risk outweighs pure performance advantages. One final dimension worth noting, geopolitical positioning. Moonshot AI's Chinese origin combined with open-source strategy creates interesting competitive dynamics. While U.S. organizations face adoption risks around technology transfer and supply chain dependencies, the model's deployability reduces operational risks compared to API-dependent Chinese services. This suggests Chinese AI firms may pursue enterprise markets more effectively through open-source strategies than proprietary SaaS models, particularly in markets sensitive to data sovereignty and vendor concentration. Looking at the landscape, the thesis update from this week centers on bifurcation. Feature parity in consumer AI is becoming a commoditized, compressing trade. Infrastructure capabilities that consolidate workflows and address regulatory requirements represent potentially defensible positions, but with narrow 12 to 18-month window before hyperscaler response. Position accordingly. The winners won't be the ones with the most features. They'll be the ones solving enterprise cost structures and compliance requirements with architectural advantages that create real switching costs. Watching the horizon. Until tomorrow.